As Be'ez Hashem, we're going to start the halachos of Tzeveya. We'll start with the shtick of Akdoma Kedarka. Is the malacha of Tzeveya, is the 15th malacha out of the 39th malacha, the Mishnah, in Shabbos Lain Gimel Nomad Aleph, tells us as follows. How does it work in the Mishkan? When was Tzeveya done in the Mishkan Shkoyach? Is Tzeveya was done as Zoy. After they took the wool, the haim, they did geizes. Geizes means to shear off the wool from the animal. Again, making the malacha of, they're actually making the urim, the coverings, the cloths for the Mishkan. Kopanim, to do that, they had to go along and take an animal, they had to shear off the wool, which obviously negated to us is to cut off any hairs, to bite off any nails, and all these sort of things, that's going to be geizes. They then combed it, they did menapeh, they combed it to make it nice and geshmak. They cleaned it, which is malaban, which I've shown in the Rishonim, is what exactly did they do? Did they bleach it? Did they clean the wool? Could they get a nice geshmak, a white color? And then, it was ready, Zugrashiv, and then Shabbos, is it was ready to be dyed. Is they had to take the wool, and it had to be dyed to certain colors for the areas of the Heilige Mishkan. Now we know that there were three dyes that were used for this. There was the Tcheles, which is like a type of blue, purpley. There's the Argamon, that's mamish purple. And there's Tolar Shani, which is a type of red. There's the Maisa. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, it doesn't sound like it's a Negei Apo Koponim. The Malach of Tzevei is Negei Kamara on every single Shabbos. We'll see, especially now in the summer, it's extremely Negei. You probably should have to know Hilchos Tzevei. Al Koponim Azoi. What were, if he's come as Shittus and Rishonim, what was the Malach of Tzeveya? So Rashi tells us, like we said, it was posher to take the actual the fibers, the wools, and it was to soak them in a certain solution, and Yidei Zeh. The solution was obviously made from dyes, which came from crushed herbs, which was then Mavashal and Losh, Fuchuleg, and Samaisa. The Maisa then turned the wool into a type of color. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam holds that the making of the dye itself, of the color of the dye, is actually the melacha. And again, this is going to be enough gemina, Rabbi Yisai. Is it mutter to make petel? Is it mutter to make ribina on Shabbos? Again, this is going to be a shaila based on this machlokes we shown Rashi the Rambam. Al koponim, the Rabbi is chaylik on the Rambam. Maybe the Kaldashon is over there. There is a very interesting shitas Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Perek HaGodol tells us, you know how Tzeveya was done in the Mishkan? Tzeveya was very simple. Is they used to bang the bodies of the animal with reeds, and they bruised them and they became red. That's on the day in the Rishalmi. Al Koponim, we pass in Halacha, maybe the Pavli, and it was done like Rashi said, and it was the cloths were put into a scientific solution, and therefore it colored it. And again, like I said, it's very Negeya. Because we have to know, A, are we allowed to sunbathe on Shabbos? B, are we allowed to put a ribina or petal or food coloring into drinks? C, are we allowed to use a bathroom or a beis hakise that has a colouring when you flush the chain, the colour comes out? Very negeia. Are you allowed to use thermometers? Are you allowed to use glow in the dark watches? Are you allowed, this Be'ez Hashem will go through all the shailas of a component. Are you allowed to push it? You have a wound, you have a cut from blood. Are you pushing out to put something on top of it? Maybe it's a veil on the cloth. Who are they? You got some wine or some coke that fell on the floor. Are you allowed to take a napkin and push it, put it on the floor to clean it up? You're doing surveyor of the cloth. So this is Be'ez Hashem. I'm just giving you a glimpse into how surveyor can be negeir on an every single Shabbos basis. Fred the stipling kehilas Yaakov or Rechaim over there in Shabbos mitzvah and mem to moed the kazach. Zuk the stipler, a beautiful thing. He doesn't understand. Be'ez Hashem is basing his kasha on the Rambam, which we haven't got time to be meirich on a koponim. The stipler has a kasha. The stipler says that the Rambam says based on the Gemara that if you take a painting and you colour a picture, you're over on what? Tzeveya. I'm sorry, you're over on kosev. When you make a nice drawing, you make lines, you make impressions, you make letters, this is about a kosev. Right, the stipler, why are you not also over in Tzeveya? The stipler is intrinsically asking a very sadistic akasha. He wants to know, is there a difference between Tzeveya and kosev? Or maybe they're the same thing. Every single time you write, you're over on Tzeveya. And every time it's Tzeveya, it could be over on Tosef. As I wrote the stapler. The stapler says a tremendous yusoit. Isn't it yusoit? Because again, it's going to be enough community to ask the halacha. The stapler says, as I look the stapler. When a person writes Tosef, what does he want to do? He wants to convey information. He has no intention of colouring on a piece of paper. Forget, you're making the paper look worse. He needs a base. He needs a basis to put his writing on. You can't just write in the air. I have to write on a table, I have to write on a wall, I have to write on a piece of paper. I'll call upon him, took the step, you know what cursive is? Cursive is to relay information. I happen to need a base to do it, I use paper. Surveyor is different. Surveyor is, not when I want to, surveyor means the stipler, is I want to make better the table, I want to make better the paper, I want to make better the wall. When you colour something, is the pshat you're doing it for the sake of the thing you're colouring on. And the mayor, that's why he wants to tie up. Is it the stipler? You look at the Avnei Nezer and Kufayin Gim, it's a different mahalach or kaponim. That's the gay over there. Now, let's go through some of the klolim, and then we'll get through some of the shilas, the aloch and the maizah. There's a lot of shilas of Oysah. Like I said, there's a big, big shilas of things that spill on Shabbos. The table thing spills. I want to start cleaning up with a napkin. I have blood, and I want to clean up with a napkin. These are all major shilas from Sedeya. Number one of Oysah. The Rambam in Perek Tes tells us, and as I pass the Mishabur Mefurish and the Endosim Shinchof, is that Soveya is only min ha-toyro. It's only midoraisa if it's miskayim, if it lasts. If it's a dover she'ena miskayim, if it's a Soveya, if it's some kind of colouring that you do that's not an everlasting, we have to see what that means, then it will only be a durabonon. Temporary colouring is a nisa durabonon. And again, it's an afkamino. For sometimes, for example, you get these type of games where they do all sorts of things over there, but it's only lasts for a certain amount of time. Or then you get some kind of ink that disappears after a certain amount of time. It's like this fake ink that you draw, and then eventually it just disappears. This is a shayla kosev of Soveya durabonon, because it doesn't last. The shayla is, what does it mean it has to last? So there's a modika mishnah in Shabbos Kufbeis. The mishnah says over there, zeh chalal. If a melacha is miskayim b'Shabbos, then you chay. If it's not miskayim on Shabbos, then you potter. The shayla is, what does it mean it's miskayim on Shabbos? Then we have a machlokes rishonim. Rashi seems to learn if you do the melacha on Shabbos, that's when you chay. The Rambam seems to, and again the Shatzim and Shembei seems to learn mahalach in this Rambam, that it means if it lasts for that Shabbos, then you chay. But it lasts for less than that Shabbos, then you're going to be potter. Now, the Shulchan is a modikasha, it doesn't make any sense. He said, you imagine a guy like this. A guy's writing, he's colouring the whole Shabbos with a paint that dissolves. He's not chayiv. The Rabbana, no biyasa, but not chayiv. Won't be menatera. Masha'egim, a guy that 2.5 minutes before Nacht, before it says, it takes a paint that lasts, and he colours, he's chayiv. Why? Because it lasted that Shabbos. It can't be. The Maisa, there's a tremendous machlokes, the Chaschinach Barichas about it as well. The Maisa, the Halacha, we seem to paskin as follows. If the Soveya, if the color will last for that Shabbos, then it's Soveya min HaTorah. If it does not last for that Shabbos, then it'll be Soveya mid Rabbanon. That's the Maisa, the Pesach Halacha, that's what you have to know. Now again, it will be sometimes negay. When you color on something, for example, the Rambam seems to be mashma this way. If you color on a piece of, if you take paint and put it onto a metal pipe, it won't last very long because the metal doesn't collate the paint very well. So then it will eventually, you know, especially in the heat, it will dry up and peel off. So there are certain types of enim miskayim that you will not be chai. For example, you have color-changing spoons. Sveinigeh, for the kids. You want to give the kids a kishmak zachen, you give them a color-changing spoon, they dip it into the cornflakes with the milk, it suddenly changes green. It's very kishmak. This is shaylag tzedeya midirabonon. Why is it only midirabonon? Because as soon as you get out the cereal, what happens? Turns back to its original color. Another example, I remember a fellow came over to...
Which one's its original color, maybe?
No, if it starts off, for example, let's say it's all green, and I dip it into my cereal, all of a sudden, the chayla that I dip into the milk, because it's cold, turns yellow. Now, when I take it out, the metzias is, goes back to its original green.
Yeah, but it's like making it yellow.
And Achanami, so by putting in a shayla, taking out another shayla. Mask him. But the whole yisoid over there is Soveya midrabanon. Why? Because it's not a lasting color, it's something that eventually will fade, so I didn't do a real daraisa. I'll give you another example.
Well, a fella from the yellow, and only goes green because of the
doesn't make enough green. Then if you did that causing that thing, then you didn't say there. It's all there. I'll give you another example. I remember a fellow from this yeshiva at the yeshiva dinner many years ago came over to me with the following shayla. Very interesting. He told me like this. He says to me, you can buy, I think it was beer that you put in the fridge.
Yeah.
Very good. And you put it in the fridge, and as soon as it gets to its desired temperature, lo yadei what temperature that is, I'm not a bokeh and drinking beer, I'll go upon him and it gets to its temperature, it changes colour to tell you, oh, this beer is ready to be drank. As the Maisa, he wanted to know, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? I'll give another example, The Heilige Rav Ozna and Shevet HaLevi has the following shayla, which a fellow grader came over to me a while ago with this shayla. They make diapers, nappies, that you put on the baby, right? Now the problem is, what's going again, if the baby makes something gishmak, you'll know about it. But sometimes you don't know about it, right? Especially when it's, you know, meraglam, it's urine, you don't know what's going on over there, and sometimes it can, you know, leave on the baby the nappy for an extended period of time. Sherirachem what goes on over there, you can have something creams on Shabbos, Machal Shabbos, and Livanoi Panim, alcohol panim. So they make a new nappy, which is gewaldig. They make a diaper that the pictures are, you don't see. As soon as the baby makes, the pictures light up. Not mamish like electricity, but kilo, it's done in an open, glow in the dark sort of mahalach, whatever it is. The shayla is, are you allowed to put that diaper on the baby? Now, Avada, we're dealing with a much easier shayla now. Why? Poshut. Because the baby is not doing an issa. Baby has no idea what's going on. It's a masasik ba'alma, right? Al kaponim, we're not getting into inyonim. But one thing we have to do understand is it's tzeveya du'abonim.
Mood rings.
Nachanamim, same idea. But it's, all these shaylas are tzeveya du'abonim. Why? Because they're not a lasting thing. It's something that's a temporary thing. So I just want to bring out the point that you have things that are Dorabonon and you have things that are Doraisa. Doraisa means posher. To take a picture, to color a picture, does it say there in a Torah? We'll see. If sunbathing on Shabbos is Tzeveyim, Dorabonon, Doraisa, Asa, Mutter, no idea. There's something we have to explain. Akaponim, Lom again baita, Rabbi say. Lom again baita. Now, the Zuz Avada in Shittas HaRambam to make paint, to make actual color, is going to be a problem. Now this is going to be enough community for us. If you want to go along and make petel or ribena or colored, you know, squash with all sorts of coloring over there, this is the Shaila. Because if Shittas HaRambam, the Malach of Tzevei was what? Was not to color cloth, clothing, or fabric. For the Rambam, it was to make the dye itself. Mumela, to feed that, we have to understand. Are we allowed to make coloured drinks on Shabbos? Again, it's a shayla which we're going to get to, not today, Beis Hashem. Next week, Beis Hashem, on Sunday, I hope, to try and get to this shayla. That's number two. Rabbi Sai, let's continue. Sorry?
Mixed drinks.
We're going to get to mixing drinks and changing the colour. And Achanami, he's not making coffee with milk. I know you do. Rabbi Sai, I don't know if that's the mutter. To put milk in your coffee is a changing from black to white. Shemirachim. This is a shayla mamish on Shabbos. It's in the game by Pesach. I think some people like to have white grape juice, or white wine, whatever. Of us, you're meant to have red. The shaylas are allowed to mix red. So, Rabbi said, we're dealing with serious shaylas over here. Oh my God, let me go back to. Again, we just like to start with the shtickel kavon. You thought you came for some light cheer today. You didn't realize it was always, my Shabbos is never going to be the same again. Let me go back to. It's as though. You can leave that quit while you're ahead. But chas v'shalom, it's a deraisa. Mutzum tells you you're shaking with the random shalom over there. Nein, by deraisa we don't say such a thing. I'm chuyiv to help you. I'm doing it for your benefit, not for mine. Rashi, by the way, in, a few weeks ago, Lemaisa, Rashi, by the Makushis, ate him. Right, you know the whole thing, the whole Gansu Zach, the Machlikas, and the Gemara, the Makushis ate him. What locha did he do? How many people? Gansu Maisa. Oh, good point, one Nakuda, because it's not my Indian, is Rashi says over there that Klal Yisrael only kept one Shabbos. They didn't keep the second one. Now, so everybody asked the kasha. I saw it in the Be Yosef from Rav Yosef Salant. He ends up moving a kasha. He said, "I've got millions and millions and millions of Klal Yisrael. All of them kept Shabbos. One guy didn't keep Shabbos, and because one guy didn't keep Shabbos, Rashi says the whole Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shabbos." So, without going into the shtickle toe that I can darish now for 20 minutes, just on that nakuda, in a nutshell, I'll tell you what he says. He brings a mafurish raya from a Gemara in Shabbos that. My most isurim, if I see someone else doing it, it's not like I did it, right? Now, if I have a koyach to stop someone else from doing something, I thought I should. And if I could and I didn't, it could be that's attributed to me. I get an abeira for that, right? But for example, if I see a person eating chaza, and I didn't tell him, oh, for eating chaza, I get an abeira, right? Because I could have stopped him and I didn't. Is it as if I ate chaza? No. I just didn't abeira. I could have helped someone and I didn't. The only exception is Shabbos. When you see someone being Mechal Shabbos and you don't stop him, and you could, which by the way, most times you could, because Pashi doesn't know, is it's Ki'ilu you were Mechal Shabbos. Zug the Bey Yosef, and he has rays which I don't want to go into. What's the shout why Rashi said over there by the Mekoshish hates him? That Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shabbos, it was only one guy. No, they could have stopped him, and they didn't stop him, it's as if they were Mechal Shabbos. So Rabbi Sai, Baruch Hashem, we're being mekai in this halacha right now. We're trying right now to stop all Chil Shabbos. Let me get back to Rabbi Sai. Now, next, are we allowed to add to existing color or not? For example, very negeya, you have wine. Wine fell all over the floor. Now, wine fell over the floor, wine is red. Are you allowed to take a red towel or red napkin and put it on the floor? I'm not colouring anything, am I? Because it was red, and it continues to be red. So I'm always talking about their similar shades. Al-Kopolim, are you allowed to do such a thing? So Lemaisa, the Leket Yesha, right? One of the unbelievable Talmidim of the Truma Sadeshin. He brings down from his Rebbe the Truma Sadeshin, and he says like this. He says, one time, I used to show you on Shabbos Kodesh, the Truma Sadeshin cut his finger, and he didn't want to put anything on his finger to absorb the blood. Why? Because of Tzeveya. Right?
The same thing if you spill something on the floor and you put a white towel on it.
The difference is as follows. When you put a white towel on a red liquid, you're ruining the white towel, so to speak. The shaila is, Zug the Mogen Avram, Paskins La'aloch and Shinchov Ches, La'aloch Le'maisa. Zug the Mogen Avram, a red towel on a red spill, for example, a red towel on your cut that has blood, this is osa. It was already red, you're not colouring. You're being mechazik the colour! Oh, you're being mechazik the colour? That's osa. If I would go now on this white wall, let's say it was clean white, and I would paint white on it, right? Am I over and surveyor? You could tie in a hey, didn't do anything! No. I'm enriching the colour. If I've got black shoes on Shabbos, and I take black polish, and I polish them, right? Apart from other issues, which I'd rather there are, because there's normally a sponge on there anyway, so you get killed for that anyway. But I'll call Poland, the guy with the paint, shall I? I'm going to go step right as Ushreim Zalman. How about a gloss? For example, a woman that has already painted nails, and she wants to put like a gloss, an invisible, I mean, not invisible, it's supposed to see through, but it enriches the color, is the Maisa it's in problem. So Remainu Rabbi say, this is Lemaisa, how we paskin halacha Lemaisa, and that is, even though the Avnei Nezer was takacholik on the Mogen Avraham HaKoponim, we paskin to enrich a color, to make it more gishmak, is a vada going to be a shayla. Okay? So that's the portion. Again, we're going to see Be'ez Hashem, when we get to cuts and bruises and all these things, what's better to put on, a white tissue or a red tissue? We'll speak about that Be'ez Hashem when we get to tissues. HaKoponim, Let me go in weiter. Let me go to some more of the interesting zachen we have over here. Is as follows. Let's say, you know, we'll start like this. We'll start with the famous shayla. You go to somebody's house, and lo and behold, in the bathroom there, they have a little piece that's sitting on the side of the Beis HaKis, they have the toilet, with this potion in it, and every time you press the chain, the water comes down, some of the colour, and it goes into the whole bowl, so it makes the water inside the toilet a geshmaki colour. Rabbi say, is this mutter or is it asa? I would have said, l'chayra, this is asa, favus, this is seveya mamish. And you told me it's not my kavana. About it's a kavana. So I have to tell you, I think they call it in English a toilet deodorizer. A toilet deodorizer. Right? Because the smell also, which by the way is a shayla of Moly Reyach. We're getting into the Tzedeh shayla over here. Now you have to know, there are two types. There's a type with like a bar of soap inside, and there's another one with a liquid. Now the bar of soap, apart from all these problems, has an extra problem. This guy, Mamish, wants to get killed. From all sides! He's got a problem of what Rabbi say? Moichek! Oh, sorry. Mamachek! Mamachik means to smooth something, a soap bar by side. This man, the fellow with nobody in this room. There's nobody in this room would ever dream of obviously taking a shower, that's portion, of using a soap bar. Soap bar is a gomo. It's portion also, right? Deodorant sticks, all these things, hard creams, Vaseline. So bad is a gomo, shayla is a rice of mamash. A koponim. We're not discussing that one. We'll discuss even a liquid one. Right, I don't have those shaylas. I've got a tzedeh shayla. So I have to tell you, the Tzitz Eliezer, one of the big poskim from not so long ago, Mchelik Yudalit, Simememzai, and Rabbi Tzira Vashoil, from Neolitzin, wants to say it's mutter. They want to tie in it's mutter, they want to sign it it's only a grammar, they want to tie in that my kavana, be'etzim, not the color, it's just to give like a hygienic cleanliness, it's geschmack, it's not because I want the etzim color, it's ain't a miskayim, because in 10 minutes the next guy's going to come use the toilet, and therefore my color's going to go away. And the Maisa, they want to tie in a koyak sheni by Durabona, name miskayim, it's coming, but to be maker, especially covered up beers, I'll come upon him, they want to say it's mutter.
Maybe you're not allowed to urinate either.
And that's a good shayla. That's a good shayla. Somebody actually came up to me this week with that shayla. I told him, without going into any lomdus whatsoever, right? We can speak about that alone, by the way. Is the Maisa, it's poshet mutter. Why? Because the Taz in many Mekremis, for example, in Shemchof, like I've got the shape of Rishik Shalim Goborot, and I've got the other Shalim as well, in Shembeis over there by Hilchus Malavan, is that in something as E'efsha, we can't stop a person from doing it. For example, Shulchan Aruch is talking about if it's snowing, yeah? And there's no room for me to go to the bathroom. They didn't have bathrooms in those days, they only went outside. So what's he meant to do? Not urinate? About you can urinate. When you urinate, you're melting the snow, which is a problem on Shabbos. You know how to melt snow by your daim. It's the most, because there's no other choice you're allowed. Now, there's common becomes, we can talk about this. Akoponim, it's mutter. We're not going to go into that right now. Akoponim, a lot of poskim are both some hold. You shouldn't use such a thing on Shabbos. As I pass with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, as I pass in the Shevet HaLevi, as I pass in the Devitin Rabban Ben Moshe, as I pass in the Oz Nidrim, Mishnah Halachas, is the Maisa Yudachatchele, you don't use such a thing on Shabbos. And they were telling him, what do you mean? It's not your Kavana. Why did the guy go to the shop and duff buy a red one as opposed to a yellow one? He likes the color red. He wants this thing to be red. It matches his tiles, matches the tile. I don't know. Oh, but he wants it to be colored. If that's your Kavana, feel if it's Enem Eskayim, it's a Durabon. And the Chatzchele Rabbi, you don't use it. That means if you can, take it out, maybe not with your hands, because the shayla for muktzah, but get it out of there. Now, again, if you go to somebody's house, you're going to start messing around with the whole thing over there, they're going to say, what's going on over here, you know, you're from yeshiva over there? Ah, they brainwashed you over there. I'll call upon him, you've got to be careful. If it's a matzah for covered a beast, a mother is a mokum to be meikul. I'll call upon him, we try not to use it. Now, let me get invited, Rabbi Yisai. Let me get invited. A thermometer. I don't know if you have a sausage thing, but I have these things in my house. You have a strip thermometer that you put on the forehead, like very negated by babies, because babies won't put a thermometer in their mouth, a mercury thermometer. So they make a strip thermometer, right? I should have bought one in to show you. I'll put on him. It's a little small little film. You put it onto the baby's forehead, you press on it for about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds, much like that, and it has squares. Each square represents a different number, and it lights up the one that is negated to your child's temperature at the time. It's like a vulgar way of taking temperature of babies that they won't put things in their mouth. Al-Kalpanim, our Shaila obviously is, are you allowed to use such a thing? Is this Tzuveya or not? This is the Maisa again of Isa. I'm not going into all the Svaris. Al-Kalpanim, the Tzitz Eliezer of Shlomo Zalman wanted to say it's Mutta. And it's a machoikas apuskim. A lot of poskim are taka machem. There's a mokim to be makel if you have to know for a baby, for choyle, for choyle. There's a mokim to be makel, lachatchila. We try not to use it because I'm bedafka trying to light up the zachen in order to know the temperature. Now, glow in the dark is a different shayla. If I have a watch that when it calls man, it's in the sun, it's being koilet the sun, and koilet the light, right? Now, when I go into a dark room, what happens? So it lights up. That's a bada no shayla. That's posh no shayla. It's muta gomo as they pass the meisa of a falcon maxilosim and samachbov. It's a bada you can be meikel. There's no shayla bechal of that. I'll give you another shayla. It's negeya, and this is negeya come out every single year around Sukkot time. There's an inyan we've spoken about it here once before. Lagabe having a yellow esrog as opposed to a green esrog. Ad kidekach there are shitas shalmi lebach b'chulei. They hold that a green esrog is posul gomo. Posel gomel. Now, most of the times our esrogim, when we get them, are not going to be so green to be posel. And so often a Mishnah that's posel by green. Oh, but there's a mila, there's a hidu for a person not to have green. It's supposed to be going yellow or mamish yellow. It's a hidu mitzvah. Now, the problem is, happens is you open up your esrog box, for example, a day or two before, whatever, before Sukkot, you know, and if you're me, you'll open up every like 20 minutes. I'm like, look at my esrog. Ah, my esrog. Ah, my esrog. Kshmak. As the mezak upon him, you are opening up before. Shabbos Kodesh, a couple of days before Sukkot, you're realizing, oh my gosh, it's still green. What am I going to do? Echabak Modika Eitza. Very simple Eitza. Take a jewel, take a couple of apples in there, right? Put it in with the apples, and within about berach 2, sometimes even 3 days, it will turn yellow. Or at least start to turn yellow. That's the mitzvah. You've got to be very careful. I'm not going through Hilchos Davar Mina right now, but you have to be very careful when you do that, by the way. Because if you do it wrong, the pitim falls off. And an esrog without a pitim, Rabbi Yisai, it's a shem yirachim. We don't want to talk about those things. That's a lemon, I'll call upon him, right? So the Maisa, what do? So you want to do on Shabbos. Is that called Tzuveya, or is it not called Tzuveya? As the Maisa, most posts contain that that's not called Tzuveya. You're not using an ink. I'm not using something. I'm not using a dove of mamoshes. And Omeila, you can be makel in that. However, Rabelski says you should be machmeh. Rebelsky wants a tainer, that's called kiyu, like you're being surveyed or something. Even though in a chanami, you're not putting it in ink, you're not putting it in dye, you're not changing anything mamish. Oh, but that's called kein seva, and he wants to be machma. Kopani Roy Poskim will be making in that case that you're allowed. Rabbi Yisai, let's finish off with a couple more shaylas, because Be'ez Hashem, next year, I would like very much to go into the shaylas of surveyor ba'oichlim. Are you allowed to sprinkle paprika or things on your rice to change the colour? Are you allowed to make petel drinks? And we have to go into the shayla before we start that on spills on the floor. Are you allowed to put napkins on your blood that you have in your cup? Are you allowed to put napkins on the floor in the wine fill? That's where things are going to get into. The next shayla I'm about to say, photo grey glasses. What? You know what this means? Photochromic glasses. Wow. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, come on, this is bullshit. You buy a glasses that looks gavaldic like this, you go into the sun, you're wearing sunglasses, instant sunglasses. I'm going to get out. Then you probably only come back into the base measure, everyone's like, we know you've been for the last hour. I'll go upon him, are you allowed to wear that on Shabbos, Kodesh, or not? So the Maisa, Kimat Roy Poiskim hold, it's Mutter Gomel. Right? For example, Reb Moshe and Chaim Cheli Gimelsum Memhei V'Selah Chochma Tzitzel Yez V'Shevet Alevi Mishnah Nochet The Ben Moshe V'Cheshe V'Eifu D'Chavet Da'asu V'Zafayim V'Nisa Kemelis V'Rav Shalom Zalman El L'Poskim Halt. It's Mutter Gomel. What's the reason? Very interesting. You know what the reason is? As the B'Selah Chochma says, the reason is like this. Can you imagine when you walk in front of a mirror? You walk in front of a mirror, are you changing the mirror? No. It could be that in the mirror, you know, looks to me there's something changing over there, but I'm not changing something but at them. Right? That's the study of a mirror. They tell us like a mirror. It's like a mirror. Why is it like a mirror? I'm not changing the glasses. I'm just changing the appearance of the glasses when it's in the sun. So the same thing when I'm standing in front of a mirror. Or you could taina a divan vot, right? Like the demisid or avzot, right? The color is already absorbed into the lens. I'm not doing anything. I'm just bringing out that color when I go into the sun. Also, we could taina. It's like a door. It's made to open and close. And no shayla binyan. Made over here. It's made to go on and off. And therefore, it's peseda. Rav Elasher zatzal paskin detzosa. Rav Elasher paskin to wear such glasses on Shabbos is an issa gomel. And I'll tell you how I know that. I sat Baruch Hashem recently with our goyna gadol, Rav Zvi Orbach Shlita, the heiliger son-in-law from Rav Elasher. It's the Maisa, Gevaldige Sach, Mamish Gevaldige Sach. He told me a Maisa Shehoya. It's a Mufush Maisa, everybody knows this Maisa, but I heard it firsthand. Rav Israel told me his wife, years ago, Oliver Shon, she's not alive anymore, years ago, she went to the store to buy herself with glasses, and they were trying to persuade her to buy this type of glasses. This way you don't get a shadow of hoitsa, she doesn't have to carry two pairs of glasses on her, it's very geschmack. And she was hinging and hearing, ooh, maybe yeah, maybe no, and they were like, what's the shayla? What are you, oh, you don't know, what's it? She said, I don't know if it's allowed on Shabbos. Maybe it's shayla from today on Shabbos. So they said to her, like, you know, what's the big deal? Ask your Rob, ask your Pesach, ask your father, like, Mabaya over here, you know, she was a younger woman, whatever, just ask her. She said, I have a problem. Why? My father, Yashuv, Paskin Zetzasa. My Shver, Shem Zalman, Paskin Zetzmuta. So I'm getting stuck from both sides over there. I'll go upon him, the Meisah, Rabbi Yisai, the Halacha, the Meisah, Avada, we can be Meiko, and Rabbi Poskim Hold, it's Avada Muta to wear these glasses, no, without any Shaila whatsoever. Now, moving on weiter, but we have to finish. I'll go upon him, there's different Shailas, for example, taking a urine test. It's probably not negated for anybody here, taking a pregnancy test. I'll go upon him, these are Shailas of today, because by doing something, you're changing the color. What we need to finish up with is as follows. What we need to finish up with is there Tzoveya on the skin of a human being? Right? Is there such a thing as Tzoveya coloring your skin? And it's obviously going to be negated to the Shaila of what? Sunbathing. So the Maisa will start the sugya. Sunday Be'ez Hashem will be mamshach this sugya. So the Maisa, the Mishnah goes as this. There's a Mefush Mishnah in Shabbat Salidodom with Be'ez that says, Techein HaKoicheles. Right? There's a Machloikis, we're showing you what's going on over here. Machloikis in the Gemara, Rabbi Lezen, the Chachomim, Chai Vapotam, Machloikis, we're showing you, Rabbi Nochananel, and the Rambam, Al Koponim, we paskin like the Chachomim, as the Maisa, the Chachomim hold that the Maisa, you could be Mako. And the Maisa, it's Potter, Avolosa, means a Durabonon. Why is it Durabonon? So there on the skin is Durabonon, of the Chai Odom, because it's Enim Eskaim. It's any mistake. It doesn't last. You color your skin, it never lasts that long. Since it doesn't last that long, it's an enemy skin. And we said in the beginning, a dovish enemy skin is only a what? The rabbanon, right? So the avnei nezim kufain given over chaim, he goes wild with his chayodom. Who told the chayodom this nevuah? And he kind of says, "This is the minatayra." Now the ma'aser we paskin at the mishnah brura as pashtus, you can be meiko. And therefore, it's only going to be a drabonon, right? Only a drabonon, right? We always say over here, right? The drabonon fire is also hot. Okoponim, you have to. Rav Shambik used to say to us. Rav Shambik used to say, if somebody says, it's only a drabonon, don't mistarif him to a minion. It's an orcha shulcham a foolish by the hilchos tefillah. You've got to be very careful. It's only a drabonon. Chas v'sholim. A drabonon is getting daraisa. Forget! The Torah says you gotta listen to the rabbonim.
More fire for him in drabonon.
Kenzan, right? Forget. The Chazal state, the nochash is going to come right now and kill you. You've got to be very careful. Chas v'shalom ever to say such a thing. I'll go upon him my voice side. And this is Nageya. I'll tell you how it's Nageya. We're going to finish. Of is a woman allowed to eat strawberries? Now, I don't know this right now. Strawberries, we don't eat anyway, right? That's too late. So anyway, the shayla doesn't begin. Somebody actually came to me. What? He says, I want to bring you a raya. You're allowed to eat strawberries. State in halacha against the
Maisa. Wait a minute. Like, we're not talking about that. There's still a machlekes that.
I'm not getting into the shayla of Tuloyim right now. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's a greater problem. In Chutzlaretz, it's much easier. Right. I'm not getting into the shayla right now. I'll kupon him.
Rebbe never eats strawberries.
Is a Maisa Azoi. You have to know how to do it. No, it could be sometimes you can. You can crush them up. It could be you can peel them. Somebody once sent up to my house their strawberries. Now they know not to send strawberries. They peeled all the strawberries and gave us peeled strawberries. And it was compelling, beautiful, Baruch Hashem. Now it's the majority of Baruch Hashem's creations. Oh, but come on, everybody, tell me again, Baiter. You know what? I'm going to finish with a Maisa. We're just talking about is the Tzevei with the skin. Is the Maisa Shehoya. We just discussed the halachas of stealing, so maybe it's Kedai to be Mamshech HaShtikel. Is the Maisa Shehoya goes like this. There was a Maisa with a, I think it was in Yeshiva. Chuponim, they realized that someone was stealing. There was something going on over there, someone was zicha stealing. Now, it was very hard to find the person, because he was doing it in an open, no one could see. Poshut, going into someone's wallet and a purse, a gun to Maisa. So they figured out what they were doing, and they found he was doing it mainly on Shabbos, because this way no one was around, or whatever. They did a galalga eitzah. They're going to put paint inside the purse, instead of money, and when he sticks his hand in there, Poshut's hand is going to come out all painted, and it's a type of paint that will never come off for days. If you scrub it for days running, maybe then it will go. So I'll put it on Shabbos, everyone will see him with paint. I think of all the Shailu was, are they open? So they are they allowed to do such a thing in that case? Rabbi say, join us, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday for Halachos Ov, which is very Negeya. Are you allowed to put on makeup? The answer to that Shaila, the answer if you're allowed to wipe up spills, Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi say.